Following 3 years of falling water levels, this summer's high peaks on the Great Lakes aren't expected to be all that high. That means cargo ships will continue to be forced to carry lighter loads to avoid scraping bottoms of channels and harbors. Also, some recreational boaters might find getting in and out of harbors difficult. Scientists at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration are trying to figure out how long the lakes will stay low. Frank Quinn is one of the researchers at NOAA's Great Lakes Environmental Research Lab.
What is going to be important is to see whether this is a 1 or 2 year phenomenon, or whether this may indeed last for a longer period of time. That's what will be critical and what we're watching.
For about 30 years, the Great Lakes were on the high side of normal. Now they're on the low side of normal, and that probably won't change much for at least the rest of this year. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.